paper chase. Hood bitches. I'm on a paper chase. 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 I say I'm riding around the city and I'm chugging.
No. It's mango flavor.
Welcome to the Paper Chase Podcast, where we give it to you raw, no filter. I'm your host, Terrence T. Cloud, whatever you want to call me. I got Biggie Boats in the building.
Good day, everybody.
Oreo cookies in the building. The
edibles kicked in.
Today we got a couple of guests in the building, also behind the camera. You won't see them. And today we have a special guest, multi-talented, creative guy.
Yeah.
Like, if you go look for the guy, obviously the first thing that we looked up was like hip hop music. Then it turns out that like the man can sing.
Does a bunch of other shit.
Plays the guitar.
Yo.
Acting.
The racks and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeni Yuka. Did I say your name properly?
Yeni Yuka.
Scoreboard one. Scoreboard one.
I've been fucking up 15 a lot of losses. Names. Yeah. The weed's working.
Welcome to the show, Yeni. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Biggie Boats. T-Cloud 9, Oreo cookies.
Hey, yo. So, start it off. How was your 2020, your quarantine lockdown? How'd that go?
Oh, my God. A lot of Pornhub. Down bad moments when I was contemplating subscribing to OnlyFans. Just kidding.
You can't do that. You can't be one of those niggas.
They had girlfriends, so they was cool.
It was popping at that time, though.
Now, it blew up at that time because, bro, niggas was just at home with a lot of money and they didn't know what to do.
Exactly.
Then they spent all the money and they were like, oh, fuck.
You got the serve coming in like $2,000 a week doing nothing.
You did. Did you see the guy that did the meme? He did the PPP, huh? Now you stuck in Florida, huh? Trying to find a way back home, huh?
Wow.
How'd you stay creative?
How I stay creative? Honestly, like for me, the key to being creative is being bored. Mm. And there's no better time than quarantine to be fucking bored. By the same time, I had my girlfriend, which was like, it was kind of not really bored, but
damn, you're savage.
Like,
so
you
was
somebody to be bored with.
You was,
I got somebody to be bored
not even
with.
But this greasy nigga was watching porno and he had his girlfriend.
No, but stop.
That's normal, like that, man.
Yeah, bro.
Sometimes I watch porn with my girl, bro.
Y'all just justifying y'all weirdness.
Did you pick up any like new hobbies or anything like that during
quarantine? Yeah. First few months of quarantine, I picked up fucking sewing, man. I was making clothes left and right for like every day for like two months and a half. I was taking up orders from people and shit, and then after that, I just lost interest.
Really? Yeah. What kind of pieces were you doing?
Pants, sweatpants, like, and then I got like into more fancy like kimonos, and then I got more intricate pieces, but then after that, I was like, yo, this shit is not.
It's time consuming.
So
yeah, it's time consuming. Yeah. Exactly. Like,
so you can make me a silk kimono top.
Like, yeah, I can do that, but like shit, man, silk is expensive, bro.
I don't give a damn. I've been looking for that shit.
$30 a yard.
I don't care. I've been looking for that, and they have not. They don't have my size. You know that. That shit's going to stop right here. I need it to be right. Yeah.
You need to go long here so you can go like.
Yo, you know what I mean? Just when you're about to lay the fucking beats to your kids because they've been acting bad, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the edibles are kicking in.
Yeah. So you started sewing. What else?
That's it.
I saw you dropped a video of all the stuff that you started doing.
Oh, yeah.
Started drawing.
Acting. Learned a little bit of acting, but it was, like, more, like, it wasn't something new, you know? It was something that I already did a little bit before, but then, like, just because of boredom, you do it more, you know?
Yeah.
I started also doing more movies, more, like, short films at home.
And it's very cool, man.
You got more time, you know? You got more time to do.
You had all the time in the world.
All the time in the world. God damn.
But I think the first quarantine was, the first quarantine was the shit. Compared
what do you mean,
to
like
now.
March?
The first one when it first started.
March, April.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was.
Yeah. When everybody was respecting the rules.
Yo,
everybody was inside.
Yo, I was watching pictures of the streets empty.
And after 4 weeks, everybody was like, all right, bro.
Yeah, I remember I used to go take walks. like 11, 12, just to be able to pass out.
Bro. I started taking walks too, bro.
It's just got whack when
you have nothing to do. What you've done, like,
because the weather was good too. Yeah, it was like summer.
Yo, I started doing some white shit, bro, like hiking every day.
I wanted him to say that the other day he calls me, he's on a bike ride.
And he's like, yo, I'm lost. I never knew the bike path. If you go down here, there's like a forest. I was like, wow.
Oh my God.
Don't leave my crib, man.
I was
made for the quarantine. I was chilling out.
You picked up painting.
Yeah, I did that too.
Damn, you picked up painting. Okay.
I'm not great, though. But I will be great soon.
Cut off your ear, man.
Nah, Vincent's on. Nah, he don't do nothing. I wouldn't be like that dude that sold that statue of nothing.
No, stop it. That dude's just smart.
That dude, come on.
No, he's not smart. He's about the name. It's the name.
He's very smart.
Look, yeah, lose your imagination. You gotta use your imagination.
I'm gonna be the first one take advantage.
It can
of
be
right
whatever
now.
You want.
Invisible statue.
It's art.
How much? 80K? 18.
Yeah, 18 bands.
That's a quick bucky.
It's not for nothing.
It's a thought. He had a thought.
It's an invisible statue, so if you touch it, it's there. You just gotta feel it.
It's there?
I swear to God.
It's not there.
I saw it.
It's not there. You can't
it's whatever it can be. It's whatever you want it to be.
What's your upbringing?
My upbringing? What do you mean upbringing?
What ethnicity are you?
My parents are Vietnamese, both of them.
Cool.
You know, like the classic refugee type of shit. Like, there's a war. Fuck communism. Come over here.
Raise
the kids to be a fucking doctor. Ends up being in the streets.
Okay.
I slightly felt attacked. I don't know.
Were you born there?
We didn't flee.
No. I was born here. Okay. I barely went back to the country like when I was like, what, 9? I barely remember anything, but.
You trying to go back?
Yo, I'm trying to go back.
Yeah, it's beautiful over there.
I heard it was good and all of that. And now it's good. You know, like the communism set in. So there's no tension anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and people getting rich again. So it's just like, okay.
Okay.
Well, it's chill.
Money to be made over there. Yeah.
Like, it's chill, guys. It's chill. Yeah. Go back.
Okay. Yo, it's always good to go back home, man.
Yeah.
Always, bro.
I see where I come from. You know, I see my own people.
Yeah, exactly. It gets you so much rooted and it gets you, it humbles you. And just, it's a different vibe.
It's really a different vibe. I've never been back to Haiti.
Nope. Because you're a pussy.
But you've been to Dominican.
Yeah.
You've been to Jamaica, too.
That's fucked up.
And Jamaica.
So close.
And Jamaica.
I would have took a. Look, one day drive.
No, he's
a weirdo, bro. He literally could have.
Why not?
Because he's scared.
No, he's scared.
I
was in Republic. I was
scared.
He's like, I'm on vacation. I don't need this right now.
I was in that bitch dolo, so that's why. Whatever excuse he wants to give himself, it's okay.
I just wasn't there.
You just don't want to go. You can. But you
how can you go to Dominican Republic, which is right next to Haiti, and not want to go see your own people?
No. I didn't say I didn't want to go.
It just didn't. Whoa.
He said that. Yeah. I didn't say I didn't.
Oreo
said
a lot of
things. Oreo said that.
Okay, so did you want to go?
I started this statement by saying I would love to go back.
No, did you want to go?
And then he just twisted it into saying you don't want to go.
I'm sorry.
No. Now you're putting words in my mouth. Pause.
No, it's on camera. It's on camera.
What type of, I guess, Vietnamese music you grew up listening to?
No, not even, man.
That's not the good question.
Yo, you ever heard Vietnamese music?
Yes, I have.
That's not the good question. The good question is, what was your music upbringing like? What did you listen to?
It's going to sound weird, but I still love that, but...
I grew up on not James Brown,
more like Sinatra, you know, the Rat Pack type of thing, Nat King Cole, all that thing, in some country like Johnny Cash,
Josh Turner,
if you know Josh Turner,
baby lock them doors and turn,
that man, yes. Okay.
So some Southern shit, you know, but
some not gay Lil Nas X.
Yeah. That's pretty cool, man.
But yeah, it's kind of weird that it doesn't really translate to hip hop. But there's no correlations between both.
So
you know?
Sometimes it's good. So what was the rapper? What was the moment that made you want to listen to hip hop or start rapping?
Like, what was the song, that defining song?
Oh man,
or album or video?
I don't know, man. I think it's gonna sound. I don't know. I think it's like rap god because apparently, like when I was younger and the song came out, I learned it by heart because I thought it was cool.
Okay.
And from then on, like Eminem. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of listened to hip hop, you know, but not really at the same time. It's just to fit in with the kids. It's cool because you can't play some country and turn up with.
Bro, back then it was simple.
It was Chief
either,
Keith, bro.
Yeah, John. It was either rap or what was it? It was either rap or freaking punk rock or whatever it was.
It wasn't it like EDM, bro? Like shitty EDM?
Nah, EDM came afterward, bro. That shit was just afterwards when people were just doing a whole lot of drugs.
Like 2012?
That's because when everybody was doing drugs.
Yeah, it was Skrillex.
Everybody was always doing drugs.
Everybody was on Molly. They made songs talking about Molly. I want Molly. And then they're the same niggas telling me, talking about, yo, drugs is bad. Shut the fuck up.
It was when Madonna did that song and she was like, can you find Molly or something?
No, Miley Cyrus did that song.
Was it Madonna?
No.
No, it wasn't Madonna.
Madonna. It was Madonna. No, I'm gonna Google this shit.
Okay,
you want to? There's a whole lot of cap.
$20. You want to put $20? I got $20 on that. You know, I know.
So like you, so you said Rap God was the song. So is recently you started messing with hip hop?
Yeah, not recently, but like end of 2017, early 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, I just had a friend in my class who was just like, he was a producer, right? And he was just like, yo, do you want to rap? And I was like, I don't know how to rap. And then at one point he came over to like make like a song, you know, just to chill.
Mm-hmm.
And I spit
Fuck you.
Rap God by heart on it. Stupid. And he was just like, oh my God, blah, like, yo, we should make a track and all of that. I'm just like, I'm not a rapper though. I don't know anything about rap. I don't know anything about hip hop. And then next thing you know, like 2-3 songs later, and I'm just like labeled as a rapper, and I'm just like, okay, well, I'm a fucking rapper now.
Okay.
And since then, like, yeah, you know, I listen to hip hop because of that, you know.
So what are the artists that you listen to now?
The artists that I listen to right now is more like some soft shit, some softer, on the softer side, like Aminé, you know.
Yeah, he's really good. He's really
niggas
good.
That rap about bananas and stuff.
Yeah, and I love bananas. No,
it's the way he raps though is pretty. It's pretty good. It's just
I love his visuals and artistic views.
Yeah,
his visuals love that.
Are really good.
But to me, nah, bro.
Yeah,
besides, she's a bad thing. That should have been like that. Ooh.
Like I like the way he syncopates it. You know, he has like a little like a 90s flavor. You know, because I really love Biggie too. So he kind of like emulates that shit. Yes, you know, like a little bit how J. Cole did it in his 2014 for sales.
Yes. J. Cole.
You know,
Busy NASA's going crazy right now. He's like, he said J. Cole. When that video comes out, he's gonna be going crazy. He's like, he said J. Cole.
Stop J. Cole, nigga. Did you listen to the new J. Cole project?
The Amari?
No, the new Cole project.
And like, oh shit, I don't remember the
name.
No,
you listen to Amari. You can tell that's your favorite song. So we know that's your favorite song off the tape.
That song is so good, bro.
But yeah, I skimmed through the album like once, but I don't really like it.
Thank you. Whoa, thank you. Can I get some monks?
I'm sorry. Like I liked his first project. I forgot. I liked his first project. I liked his second, but then after that, like from For Your Eyes Only, it was just like, yo, his features were better than his own songs, you know? That's why I think, personally.
Yeah, his feature game is actually...
He has a good little thing with 21 Savage.
Yo, give me my props. You hold me your props. They left me hanging.
Very,
My bad.
he's very self-conscious about...
No, it's because...
On tape.
I'm just saying. Jamal, edit that.
So you started... I saw that you play the guitar.
Yeah.
Is there other instruments that you play?
I play the drums and I play the piano and... That's it, man.
Do you produce your own songs?
Sometimes. I can produce, but usually what I do, because I'm not a professional producer, I make the beats first and all of that. Then I send it over to a producer to make it better, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. To embellish it and to mix it down. And like, because some people have the expertise, you know? It's better to give it to the experts. But at least like, it's easier to make your own beats. So that way you have your vision on lock and then you can just send the other one to improve layers. It. Yeah.
Are you going to try to like learn and... screw that middleman and learn it yourself, or are you like,
I don't know,
trying to be more present in the room? Like, let's say what I would do is I would send it like you did, get the beat started, boom boom, send it to him and be like, yo, I'm gonna be there when you know what I'm saying,
oh,
get
to try to learn, but
not no just but like try, the thing but, is like I know how to mix, I know how to add layers, like I compose everything by myself, then I send it, but like
You just want to outside view.
The thing
view?
Is, I'm not trying to be an expert at that because it's time consuming to become a master at one thing. You know what I mean?
Mastering a beat, like mastering a song.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you just get the knowledge. You know how to do it yourself. Like, if I had to do it, I would do it. Yeah. But if you give it to the experts and you're in the room with them, like, at least you don't sound like an idiot. You know, like, you know what the hell you want here and there.
A lot of those times, if you find somebody that you're in sync with, he just compliments you and makes what you did
exactly
better.
And that's rare.
That was my old partner, man, but he fumbled the bag. It's all good, dog. It's all good, dog. No, it's all love. It's so all, like, it's all love. I put, bro, if
is
put
there a position, like, is there like when did you start doing all of the rest? Because did you start singing before rapping?
Technically, yeah. It was before I even started rapping. I was like on this TV show for singing.
What show?
So Crescendo. It's on Radio Canada.
You were on a TV show?
Yeah.
So Radio Canada.
For fucking 6 months, man.
Really?
No way.
Yeah. You're part of the cast and everything?
Damn. Yeah.
What was your role?
I was singing.
Well, wait, hold on. Let me go on YouTube real quick. There you are, YouTube. No, that's YouTube videos. What's it called?
Crescendo, C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O.
Is it French?
Yeah, it's in French. Basically, like, there was auditions like holding up at my school, and I was just like, yo, I'm trying to skip my exam, so I needed a reason. Crescendo? So I just pulled up to the audition. I started singing Hallelujah, and they're like, okay, well, you're cast. You're casted. I was just like, oh, really? Oh, shit, okay. I don't know how to sing, but I'm going to learn, I guess.
I don't know if I write it right. Did I write it right?
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Wow. That's the second. Him and Sila. Sila was on Sesame Street. Only for like a guest appearance. You actually had a role. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was like a singing competition between like a bunch of like choral and like, you know, like choirs.
Yeah. It was like a type of
voice.
Look
at this boy. I'm probably going to spot him right now. Where is he?
Wait,
is it a 2017? CZ Cud. Look at that.
Find your season.
He's gonna find himself. Crazy. Where are you at? Oh, wait, I'm right here. You're the one that's crumping in the back. He's the one that's crumping in the back.
Yo, that's good, man. That's good for your resume, man.
Long hair, aren't you? That's
like my group right there. You see my little tiny ass in the back right here?
Ah!
Oh, yes.
But this is just like a little
part. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day.
I was the one getting kicked out of the show every time of set because I was fucking up everybody and I was drunk. So,
Who's the black chick? Who's the black chick lead singer?
Oh, my God. Who's
Yo, just saying she was 14 in that video, man. You should call her.
How old is she now? I know she's older. What? She's pretty, bro. What do you want to say? She's pretty. And I know you're not fucking. Yeah, look, y'all made it so weird.
God, no,
that's crazy.
You made it weird. So for 6 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So that's your like.
People know you got to be at least 25 to fuck with me.
Were you on? Did you ever get any other like roles or stuff on TV after that?
No, not at all. After that, it just disappeared completely, man.
But are you trying to like maybe pursue that a bit more?
Not even.
I went.
I went to the voice auditions.
Okay.
And like I looked over it, and then like I just bailed last minute. I was just like, you know, fuck this. It was like it's the thing was like showbiz is like it's not genuine. You know,
everything. Those contracts are fucked up too.
That's some snake
like,
shit, bro.
If you make it, your contract is like 728.
Like it's cool. Like those shows, it's cool to work on. It's cool to be an employee, like a cast.
Just learn.
Yeah. You know, to be directing that and all that. But it's not nice to be a fucking like participant. Yeah. You know, because you're not. It's not like being an actor. You're being exploited.
Yeah.
You're being exploited, and like everything is fake. They just manipulate everything so you look nice. You know.
Damn.
Made for TV. You know?
That was crazy.
Made for TV, you know? Like, that's what old ass Karen's like, you know? Yeah.
Jeanette.
Jeanette, aime ça. Jeanette,
wow.
Moi, puis mes enfants, on a grandi dessus.
Where did you grow up, Montreal? What areas?
Saint Leo. I moved around in my childhood, but Saint Leo, Saint Michel, Montréal Nord. You know, the triad, man, the ghetto.
Yeah.
living up like every month you hear like pop 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 in the middle of the night. Just like, what is it? Mom's like, don't you worry, go to sleep. That's just a fire gun. Okay, don't go outside.
She's used to it. She's like, boy, we used to have bombs.
We used to have bombs and guns and shit. Like, we were in war.
Like, we were, my boy. Different. This is light. This will rock you to sleep. Honestly, this makes you feel safer.
It's true. Our generation has not seen like a serious world war or anything like that.
No, we see nothing but a pandemic.
I don't know what you talking about. I was born.
I mean, just like not on our side of the globe.
What?
Y'all on this.
If you want to be like,
you send your teen babies or on your own.
You know, not like not on our side of the globe, but the other side is a different story.
It's an everyday thing.
Come on. And we all see it everywhere. Like, so like,
We don't. What we see is a feed. Instagram
feed. Free the whatever today.
Yeah. Whatever hype it is this week.
Donate now.
I don't do none of that shit. I just look at niggas and just smile and just say, bro, how am I going to be doing this shit every week when my own country's out here struggling? Like, bro, I got it's like people be like, you swing sensitive. It's like, nigga, my country's going through it. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of
third world countries and like, are going through it.
It's just the list just keeps adding on, bro. And it's like, bro, I'm not going to keep every time, like, bro, we ain't even helped one yet.
Yeah.
Like, there's not even one that's like solidly been like, they try to help me, they send money, these niggas took all the money. They took the old money they sent.
Bro, you like, sir, food ticket that you made like $1 billion.
Like, got taken, bro.
In Haiti, just on
Haiti. Wow. Bro.
Just disappears.
Yeah.
Like.
Governments are very corrupt.
Not just governments, bro. Not there, not them. I'm talking about over here, too. I know they probably just pulled some shit. Like, the reverse Uno card. Yeah, we dropped the money. I got it. Take it,
I actually bought Uno. It's in my car, right?
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's what I bought. Yeah, I bought Uno and this other game. Cards Against Humanity. You ever played that?
Oh my god, yeah.
It's jokes. It's jokes. I bought it just for the summer.
What is that game?
It's like a question answer group game.
And you put like the most fucked up answer, man.
Yeah, it's the questions are fucked up shit, bro. Like fucked up shit.
It's just a game.
C'est pas bon.
Like somebody would say I would sleep with, and then like somebody else would put a card like my whole family.
Oh yeah. Okay. Okay, but it's
not that extreme. He painted a picture.
He
has a deluxe version of the game.
Wow. The extended
pack. Yeah, but it's fucked up. It's fucked up. Yeah.
Oh man. So, do you have any? Well, do you put your own creative process and thoughts into your videos and like albums? Because
yes and no. Like, it's very like for videos and all of that, it's always a collaborative project. You always got like a million people's working with you to help. Mm-hmm. But usually, yes, I'm always trying to like be at the helm of it and like guide everybody, like give like real tracks, you know, to the other creatives to go ahead and like follow that same guideline so they can achieve the vision at the end.
Yeah, this guy's rich.
Yes.
Yeah, to the end, you were saying?
Yeah, exactly. Like, always.
That's good.
When you're alone and you're doing like multiple projects, at one point it's going to be redundant. Everybody's going to be like, okay, you should also bump
something good. It's the repetitive thing.
Repetitive as shit, you know? So, like, you always like, I always like trying to give like my concept and everything, and I follow through. Like, I know it sucks for people to hear that, but like, I micromanage a lot.
You have to, because it's your vision.
Yeah, it's your project.
You give the other creatives their own flavor, so that way it's like it ends up being your style, but like something new.
Yeah,
you know, like the newness comes from their like input. You know,
That's why you be sending the beats.
Exactly.
Outside input is always good.
The same thing for like, you know, when you're trying to make a song. Like, at one point, I don't know if you know this, but like if you're singing, like if you're always trying to top line your own songs all the time. Mm-hmm. It gets repetitive. Yes. Shit. Yes. All your songs sounds the same melody, same flow. Yeah. But if you get another person coming in and they just go like, no, 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 you're like, oh shit, you hear that like 3 seconds, and then you develop from that, and then it's like something new.
Mm. You're always on collabs. It's more fun because you're always like pushing boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's like you want to be not necessarily better than the person, but they motivate you to get that extra.
Well, if they're good, because if they trash, it's like
you don't want to do songs with trash people. The fuck?
But not just songs, because I saw also in the one of the things that you directed, produced type of thing, like in the video was the woman and the guy. You gave them the spotlight instead of starring yourself. So like collaboration.
That was your idea?
Yeah, that was my like I wanted to learn how to do CGI. So I was just like, okay, I need a story with this. So I'm just like, you know what? I'm just gonna go with a simple concept, just some fucking two people like jamming, not knowing the hell what they're gonna do.
Yeah. So you did the CGI on that?
Yeah.
God damn.
Was it hard? I've never like.
Yo, shit is hard, man. Like I didn't
getting the frames in and everything.
Like it's like from the planning from the beginning, you gotta like anticipate everything, and then like making the actual 3D models and all of that and the effects. And then, bro, rendering is a pain.
It's like hours.
Yo,
like,
3 seconds of footage took me like 1 3-second footage took me like almost 23 hours to render. So my PC was like. Yeah. On day and night, you know.
Yo, can you imagine the fucking like, big companies like, how they're running this shit?
They got farms.
It's crazy, bro.
It's really good. I didn't know you were the one behind that.
Like,
bro, I'm watching it and I'm
like, tué parce que j'étais comme like, dis-moi qu'il y a du monde ici dans les chutes de Montréal en train de faire ce quality of work.
What?
Bro, posting this on YouTube and it's like you're just seeing this. And
you need
like,
to see the NFTs.
You're just like, yo, I gotta fucking put more.
Someone just comme le niveau de creativity.
Yeah. You're just like, I gotta put more work in. Like these guys are just popping out and doing all types of shit. And it's crazy.
See, right now, it's the same shit with NFTs. That shit is, and like all my graphic designer buddies are like, yo, you need to get on this Oreo right now.
Yo,
and
I'm
like,
bro, 10 links.
Him too.
Like, yo, do this
shit. He doesn't even do it. I don't even know. He doesn't even draw. He sent it, and I'm like,
off drawings.
I'm like, nigga, I already know. I already know.
You met my guy, right? The guy who actually has the company and he sells those?
No.
Who? At when you came at my crib and he brought the Coronas.
Oh, yeah, him.
Can't say his name, but that's the guy. He does that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, he's a graphic designer too?
No, he sells graphic designs.
Oh, he just buys it. Okay, he just
No, he doesn't buy it.
He makes it.
No, he doesn't make it.
Okay, then.
You t'as pas parlé de ça du tout?
Nah.
Okay.
Because I didn't, well, he just asked me. He was just trying to size up what I'd be doing.
Yeah, because it's like a new market now that people are just like selling graphic design.
It's not just
like,
selling
graphic
design.
It's not a
new
market. It's been here. It's just like people are like tapping into it.
And it's right now it's the 3D. It's the 3D arts. I know you've seen it.
Yeah, it's
oh
crazy.
My god!
But yo, some people actually do nothing. They just put a cube and it's just like it sells for.
No, it's because of the name. It's not just. That's what I keep telling you. It's not. It's like the it's guy. Like it's like
invisible
Salvatore.
Art.
It's
the
name. It's like Salvatore.
Art, man.
It's exactly like Salvatore that sold a fucking invisible piece.
Yeah,
it's his name. It's him. It's him. Yeah. It's like Kajisonet. It's me. I'm the brand. So whatever the fuck I put out goes. Whatever the fuck I put out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People pay for the name.
It's like Supreme. Yeah. Releasing all types of weird ass products, like and it's like, bro, it's just
Off-White doesn't. Say
but there's also there's the limited
edition
too.
Stuff.
Who was the one that made Supreme? Cameron, I think, or who's or
Supreme
or Pharrell Williams? One of these niggas, yeah. Supreme was like
Pharrell.
Oh no, it was Cameron. No, it was Jimmy Jones.
Jimmy Jones. Jones.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Jones and
the
Dipset.
One artist that like
the, it was
Supreme
the,
and after that it just
No. Supreme put like, this shit on the Dipset.
Dipset, exact Cameron. So it's Cameron.
No, it's not Cameron because Cameron never rocked it like that. All right. Always wants to rock his own shit. Like stop talking pink, like you don't know.
Pink Supreme.
He never had a pink. Find me a pink Supreme right now, I'll give you $20.
I don't know.
Wearing by Cameron. They all have the same one box Supreme shirt all on. I know the cover.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy how it blew up, like just a,
and they a and brand, Supreme you know, doesn't even want to admit that. That's the crazy part. They don't even want to admit that it's because it was when the Dipset was hot as shit.
Yeah,
hot
but
as
it,
shit.
It comes to like what you can do for me, and then what we did for ourselves after. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, it comes to that. So it's like
Kanye, Pharrell, and Bape. People give it all away to fucking Pharrell, but Kanye had a big ass and like
but
Bape we could talk about Bape for like. A lot of niggas were repping Bape. Weezy was repping Bape. freaking Soulja Boy was talking about Babe all
he
the time.
He had fake babes. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but like.
Like babe, all the way dripped down. Those were fake as shit.
Babe? The Soulja Boy?
Yes. Him and A-Rab. I'll put you out the. Bro.
Trust how do you know? How do you know that Babe was fake?
Cause I had the list. Cause there's the list. Cause like the way like cause like they like so I don't know if you know so in the fashion world a lot of them give out like a book of what they're gonna be dropping next time. Sometimes it's for the next like 10 years sometimes, but some of them is really like okay this is what we're dropping this upcoming season or this is what we're dropping.
And the that's shit it. There's only 25 the of this.
There's only 25 of these. And, bro, there's there. And I even compared it literally the other day. I was like, oh, shit. There's the green, yellow, and black ones. If you look in the picture, it's black, yellow, and green. And it's like, yo, dog, they're fake. Like, come on. Then I look at the other ones, and it's like, ah, bro. Yeah, you were just walking fake as shit, beta nips, and you were telling me you were fucking buying them extra.
They could also get, like, you know, one-of-a-kind pieces. It's exclusive type of stuff.
Yo, bro, you couldn't get Bape. You know how long it got to get the Bape store in New York?
No. I have no idea.
You need to get on that fucking, bro.
I'm not even a big guy on brands like that, for my honest opinion. Like,
bro. I like branding shoes. is the biggest.
Is what I'm fucking with. I don't fuck with that branding. You need to understand
how people did the branding, and you need to understand branding. So
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're hesitant to where you're buying like a $500,000 piece for just like you know a shirt or pants.
First on that, yeah, but like it depends how you live in too. Yeah. So like,
of course,
you know. So it's always like that. Mm-hmm. If I would be Soulja Boy, of course. I've been rocking like fake Bape all the time. People would be like, oh my God.
Because once you have enough,
nobody doubts you. At that point, nobody would doubt you. But
Oreo would
find
out.
But nowadays, like Oreo. Nowadays, you got
I'm
niggas,
exposing the shit out. Remember fake watch monsters?
Like diamond tester remember? On YouTube.
Yeah.
C'est jamais là. Yo, bro. Yo, bro. Just pull up so twice the diamond tester. Man, that's glass.
Yo, bro, come test these. I told
calling their jeweler on camera. Bro.
Yeah, bro.
You're like, yo, what the
yo, you told me this. This is why sometimes I have talks with people and I just realize that, bro, I don't why am I giving you this game? Because you're a retarded fuck. You're just stupid. You're stupid as fuck. No, because like how am I telling you this shit and you're looking at me like I'm lying to you or I'm fucking being dishonest when I'm simply telling you a simple step to make sure that your shit is certified and just you can make money off of it.
But you have to realize some niggas just don't wanna learn. No.
I want this shit. Is there? It's this. He told me it was this. Where's the certificate?
You can't help everybody, bro. You can't help everybody. Some niggas cannot.
Yeah, but like it's basic knowledge.
Do you feel like your fan base here at Montreal supports you?
My fan base? It's a hard question to ask because how do you calculate that, you know?
Mm. Or you're like your reception you're getting from like Montreal and surrounding areas.
Yeah, I'm getting some reception like here and there. Like it used to before COVID, like, you know, it was more tangible, you know, because I would go to events and I would be recognized here and there. But like since like the pandemic, I'm not really sure anymore. Because
you're not as out there as much. You're not in the streets. Like, you know, 1-2 visual show. Like you're like
Exactly. So it's more like just like engagements on Instagram and all of that. But the thing is, like the algorithm kind of like keeps on changing and recently changed, and like all my engagement just like plummeted. You know.
Okay.
Which is like okay, what the hell? This like you, we all know TikTok is a new trend, but I'm just like yo. I really want to dance on camera like
shit.
Not
about that life.
The whole dancing bullshit on TikTok. Nah.
You know, like I do want to do some stupid
shit. You have a TikTok? You have
No, I don't have a TikTok. No?
I would see you like doing like mad comedic like the scenario short like funny shit.
But the thing is you got to be consistent about it, you know what I mean? So I just prefer just posting on my stories when I feel like doing it, you know? Or else it just becomes like a burden, you know, it's just like a chore. It's just like every day, just like did I make a funny video on YouTube, on TikTok, you know?
It's
like,
too try hard that shit.
It's try hard, exactly. It's try hard.
It's more for like a younger, like it's for kids, you know. Like,
well,
you know,
I got that shit in the bag. I'll never jump on it.
We release content on TikTok,
but it's as artists and as you know that there's a not a fan base, but there's a market.
There's a market.
The
TikTokers. Yeah,
there's a market in TikTok.
You can feed them anything. Exactly.
I know a lot of people who blew up and became like fucking fucking famous because of that, like, exactly. During the pandemic. That, you know, I'm just like, damn, bro, you just you're an influencer now. Like, what?
Yeah, man, you ain't influencing nothing like, but these nuts, bro.
Yeah. And it's just like, yo, you just got a big booty. Like, okay.
Bro, that's it, bro. But for real, honestly, I've been thinking about it these past couple of days because I'm on Twitter and somebody just, like, some random name, like, rant, like, he ain't even Jiggy. And he got $115 because people send him badges, like, just like a donation. $1, $2, $5, depending on whatever.
Yeah, you can do that on Facebook now, too.
Yo, bro.
I follow this girl on Facebook.
Bro.
She just started twitching, and now it's like.
The fuck? Like, I might just do that.
Just making bread.
I got too many ideas.
Video games, and I'm just.
Yeah. Yo, is he chill if I open the
door? Yeah.
Bro, there's the guy. He's still. Is he recording?
Is he still filming?
Yeah, he's not.
It's okay, he's bro. Done. I'm not going to be loud anyway.
No, it's bro, if I still. I used to fiend Call of Duty. But, like, my generation, we didn't have, like, the whole record and, like, the screen. Like, you know, like...
No, there
you
was.
Used to play Call of Duty online on PS2?
No, PS3, 4. Relax,
PS3,
you? Relax. PS3, 4.
You didn't ever play it?
He was playing on Xbox. What are you talking about?
You know you could play online on PS2, right? Roll that war?
Didn't they stop the...
It still works?
No, they cut it off.
Yeah. But you could have before.
Yeah, but I wasn't...
Your generation?
PS2 was like some kiddie games, though. Different.
Budokai 3. Yo, PS2, bro, you had like, what you call it again? Def Jam 5 for New York.
Yeah.
NFL Street 1,
but
2,
I had,
and 3.
Like, every system. I had like the Saturn. I had like...
Saturn.
Oh, yeah, still Sega got Saturn.
Em.
I got like...
Yeah.
Still got
Time Cop, Panzer Dragon, all these.
You still got those?
No.
Still got my Dreamcast.
Maybe at the basement.
You got your Dreamcast?
I have everything. You know that. Yeah. Got my Game Boy Advance SP. Got everything. Everything stays right here.
Were you a
right
big video game kid?
Yes, man. But my generation was more Nintendo DS, you know?
This guy is...
Game Boy Advance to, like, PSP Nintendo too. DS, you know?
What DS?
It was the PSP.
Yo, I got everything, bro. DS. After that, DSi came out with the camera. You got it. Yeah. And then 3DS, bro. Everything. And then the Wii came out. And then the Wii U came out, bro.
See, fuck all that. We had the... Me, it was the PSP.
Switch,
we hacked
right
that shit.
Crazy.
Yeah,
fuck
it's up. They're going to come out with a slimmer one or something.
Yeah, fucking really? Bigger screen. Yeah.
A bigger Switch?
Yeah. No, the screen is full out. Like, and the Joy-Cons is like, I don't know how they're going
to
be sliding it, but it looked like it's going to be like
point,
that.
Man.
Well, but yeah, I'd still probably not. No, I'll just get the ordinary Switch because I have the Switch Lite.
It was chill, but like, it was just like.
I need the ones that
I'm
can
sure
put
you
can
put
TV.
It, but like, watch it on the screen. It's chill. You know?
It's dope. It does everything every other console does. It's just a Switch.
I love it.
And you have the limited games.
I love
all the limited Nintendo classic games that
I
you can't
love
have.
My Switch.
Online is cool because I could like play with this thing.
There's people all the time online.
I love my
That's
Switch.
The thing with a Nintendo.
I just need them all to bring in N64. Oh, yo, Nintendo. Yeah. Can you put the fucking N64 emulator, bro, already? Yeah, like, quit playing, bro. There's a lot of games. I'm trying to play GoldenEye online, bro.
GoldenEye
online? Bro, you never play GoldenEye online. Oh, now, imagine you give me Gold. I'm never out. I'm never out of my house. God. I'm just spanking niggas.
That'd be sick, bro.
Online.
I was playing that shit when I was like 7.
But you could have actually played online with the N64. I saw on YouTube.
It's a possibility?
Bro, you had to do like an extra add-on shit, but you could.
Yeah, there was online for GoldenEye.
But there was only in fucking, obviously, in Japan and stuff.
You played online?
No, he didn't. He's just agreeing with
what?
Me.
You played online GoldenEye?
No, I don't think
he's just agreeing with me.
That's agreeing shit.
He's just agreeing.
Leave me alone.
He's trying to be a part of something.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Watch
YouTube
videos. Yeah. Fuck it.
I used to watch a lot of, like, videos.
I told you.
What is that? That's outside?
Yeah.
That's the truck.
Oh, no, it's chill.
That was literally a truck.
Yeah, it was just literally a truck passed.
Wow. Yeah. That's a loud ass truck.
So, where do you see yourself in like the next 5 to 10 years?
Yo.
Hopefully, I'm going
like
to be.
All wired up.
Yeah, I'm wired up, bro.
That's kind of.
It's cool.
Hey.
It's cool. I'm just not going to move.
It's all around the chat. Can't move.
Wow. Yo, 20 years. Five to 10 years. Man, I just hope that I'm going to be somewhere making movies, man.
Right.
Somewhere. I don't know where, but not here. Sorry, definitely not shit. Here because I'm not trying to please the fucking Les Québécois.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like, did you see the awards, man?
Yeah. No, I didn't watch
it. It's like a bunch of Christian names, bro.
No,
Marie-Pierre, you know?
I didn't watch the awards. Bro, I can't watch these things.
You can still do your thing off YouTube, though.
Yeah, I can still do my things off YouTube, but I'm trying to go like on a more like I want my like my goal would be to have something like at Cinema Guzzo, you know? Yeah. You like, people go.
You go right away for the global.
Global. Yeah, I get it.
Global audience. Fuck trying to
Are you already writing like a script for something big in the future?
Not at all.
Not at all?
No, I'm just learning right now.
You're just learning right now?
Yeah, I'm going to finish my bachelor's first and then we're going to go from there.
You're doing a bachelor's in what?
Cinema.
Cinema.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So,
film production, yeah.
Nice, nice.
God damn.
Yeah, I see it, bro. Just the way he does his videos, it's like he has the vision on it.
Just trying to get there, you know, but not here. Not here.
You never know. You actually never know. Some of those.
It's because Montreal, just like BC, there's a lot of movies being made here.
There's a lot of movies being made here, you know? But like the local productions is a different story, you know? There's one ethnic guy. There's one black guy, and he's like the token black guy.
On set. Every fucking.
Everything.
And
like, we need an ethnic guy. We're going to get that one black. I don't know what's his name, you know?
Didi.
Et il parle comme ça, tu sais, il va genre, ils envoient ses enfants.
Je sais pas, je veux un bébé, puis ça va en adoption,
jouer au hockey tous les samedis. You know, like that type of guy, bro.
Bob, though, does in Galaxy près de chez vous, that guy.
Wow.
That's the token black guy. He's in everything. Think about it. Exactly, that's his name.
You know, if I become that, I'm gonna be the token Asian guy, you know?
Ooh. Shit, they gonna place you in every fucking racist ass stereotype possible.
Venez chez Thai Express.
Oh, you're just there. Ah, chopping it up.
Easier,
on fait les meilleurs sushis, puis c'est toi la gueule.
Yo, actually,
fuck that, man.
Bro,
Pokeballs are popping out everywhere.
Bro,
I
like how that shit makes no sense. Anyways, that shit is just trash.
C'est fou.
Everything is just trash.
But everything, like, ça va t'arriver au point que tu vas partir à une cuisine haïtienne, tu vas partir à un restaurant haïtien, puis ça va être legit. Une femme qui s'appelle Monique.
Avec son
Jean Robert, and they make griot.
Jamais de la vie. Jamais de la vie. No self-respecting Haitian is gonna let that slide parce que moi je vais pas laisser slide. Yo, juste brûle ton business right away là.
Ça va être rendu comme ça.
Yo, juste je brûle ta business right away, bro. T'as pas d'affaire à faire ça, bro. Non, bro, t'es disrespectful, bro.
You can't even be disrespectful. That's how it's actually becoming.
Bro, c'est comme le monde qui disait de faire du soujoumou.
It's like basically the basic stereotype of all of them. Pizza is supposed to be made by the Italians.
But it's supposed to be because it's fire.
Yeah, but like, that's the basic stereotype.
But that's you.
You order your food. T'appelles une pizzeria commune, like whatever, Domino's, Pizza Hut, whatever. Boom, boom. C'est même pas des Italiens. So like,
but Domino's is a franchise.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, that barrier is gonna disappear.
Nah, bro.
The food of your
ethnicity. No. If you let it happen,
there are always gonna be legit restaurants. Everybody's gonna learn.
But like, which ones are gonna be on TV? You know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yo, comme la sur la télé, ils ont fait la nourriture haïtienne la dernière fois. Puis c'était une blanche qu'ils faisaient là. And I was just like,
où ça?
It was like a cooking show, like
on my TV girl. Asset?
Yeah, like it's, I don't know. It's
on
like,
ici Radio Canada, bro.
Yeah, it's food,
fucking
like.
Weird.
Yeah, I saw some Asian food, bro. That shit, I was like, yo, that should be illegal,
bro.
It's kind of fucked up that
they're
Jesus like, me, bro. C'est des blancs of another ethnicity, which is like,
it's chill.
Bonjour, non, moi c'est Gabi.
It's chill, but the way they make it, you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
It's not bad.
Like, it's like,
bonjour, non, moi c'est Gabi. Bel garçon.
Yes.
Stay soft.
At a point.
Holla at me. Come.
It's gonna be like that at a point. It's at a point. Where we could also bring the language of Creole. Yeah. And we're here in Montreal. Yeah, Dzbon, bro, yeah, there's like brown people who speak a little bit of Creole. There's white people who speak a little bit of, like, even better Creole than me. And my Creole is shit.
It's good you don't try. Shut up. Like, bro, you're giving
some Asian people are also.
See what I don't like about him is he's saucing it up like it's cause like you bro my shit stretch. No, you don't speak it. You don't force yourself to excel at it.
Did you have any
just cause you speak they speak any, it doesn't any, mean they're any, good, like, bro.
Just cause we're in the topic. Any racial adversities growing up? Anything?
Racial adversity?
Yeah,
like
racism. Did you face any racism?
Yeah, of course. Always.
I'm trying to ask smart ass racial adversities. Like what? Anybody hate on you? But yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah, of course. Obviously I've had some, but not that much, you know? Like not like what people make it seem to be. Like, yeah, of course I've been mocked here and there. Like, yeah. Oh, Jackie Chan, give me some fucking kung fu move. And then you pull out your strap, you know. You're just like, you want to see some fucking kung fu move, you know. Like,
he did it a lot growing up.
It's chill, bro. Don't worry about it.
Don't dap him up. Like, don't give him a pass. The thing is,
I never had any hatred. Shit.
Yeah,
you know, it was like mockery, ignorance, wow. But
not hatred.
Bro. Yeah, exactly.
Montreal, I swear, there's not. It's not.
There's not hatred. It's like just like basically just a lot of ignorance, and ignorance can be educated. You know, exactly. It's chill. You know, hatred can't be, so you got to kill them with
and
kindness.
The island itself is so diverse. Every race, bro. Yes, every race, almost.
You know,
like
my group of friends growing up, like there wasn't any like dominant like ethnicity. You know, we were just like a bunch of like Arabs, black, white, Italians, like fucking Malgash, if you want me to. Like, you know, I didn't feel like, oh shit, I'm Asian. You know, I'm just feeling like, yo, I'm right, I'm here. You know,
whatever here in Montreal was crazy. It just. It's just silly.
I see a lot of people whining, you know, here, but like we're in Canada, bro.
Yeah,
we're in Montreal. It's chill. Like why are you tripping out, bro? Yeah.
Like, don't go too far out there. Just jam around the city, bro. Like,
you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Don't go like, I went to Gaspé like a few weeks ago.
Don't expect to be like super, you know, bro.
Yeah, I get it.
Overall,
too.
Canadians are chill, bro. They're very
overall, yeah. But Quebec is not chill, man. Yeah. Like, yo, I've been like a few weeks ago. Me and my girl, we went to like fucking Gaspé.
Yeah, how was that?
Yo, racist.
Really?
This shit was fucked up, man. I didn't feel like that ever before.
Gaspé Z?
Yo, I didn't feel like that. You know, like everywhere we went, everybody was looking at us. Yo, like at one point, we went to a restaurant, and comme genre, on n'accepte pas de vos genres ici, vous sortez.
Seriously? You're fucking
vous pouvez juste prendre
you
du thé.
You are fucking.
Yeah. Ouais. Vous pouvez juste prendre pour livraison, pour partir, pour emporter. I was just like, what the fuck, man?
In Gaspé?
Yeah, in Gaspé. And then, like, yo, this shit, bro, I went to a
death. This nigga, no, hold up. I asked this nigga, have you ever had any racial adversities? No, it's pretty chill. Then he busts out the...
No, but, like, he said growing up, you know? Okay, like, growing up in the city, I've never had any of that bit, that bullshit, you know? Like, I'm chilling.
It
but, like,
blessed.
Going
so
out...
Outside. What the fuck?
Yo, like, I remember, like, on the way back, we stopped at a gas station to put on some gas. I went in to get some snacks, you know, like, for the road.
Yeah.
Yo, this lady was in front of me. She had cash, right? She was going to pay cash. She paid cash and all that was chill. And I was like, oh shit, okay, I'm going to pay cash too because like I'm low. Like my credit card is almost maxed out.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, I got cash. And like, on accept book, she sit. And I was like, the fuck do you mean?
Yeah, you just did. You just
on accept, just stop. I'm like, bro. And like, I walked in and then like, I felt their eyes. Everybody just looking at me like, what the hell is going to do? You know, is he going to cough on our products? Fuck you.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I'm going to cough in your face, bro.
That's the whole corona thing coming out.
Yes.
It's because
of
that, you
know?
It
does put a fear. It does put a fear. It
puts a fear on people.
Ignorant people. You know?
It's fucked up. Yeah. It's actually pretty whack, bro.
It's life. It's always been like this. Whack, like, shit, people are just dumb.
It's
bro.
The harsh reality.
Yo, it's just because like the fucking virus comes from fucking
my
China.
My nigga Donald Trump said, "Kung Fu."
You know, like they think like because I'm Chinese or some shit. Like, yo, it's like they got like Wi-Fi communication in their brains or some shit. You know, they're sending COVID over like overseas. You know, through fucking WeChat or some shit they use. You know, like Zoom. I got COVID. Oh shit, because my ancestors got it. You know what the fuck, man?
No, it's because these people, like, their lives are changed so fast that the moment you're like, give me a bad guy, they're on it.
What?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like,
always blaming somebody. You know?
Always blaming somebody.
They needed somebody to blame. They're at home for 2 months. Most people are like, ordinary
enjoy
workers.
Enjoy the vacation.
He's on a salaire. Puis like, ils ont pas d'autres grind on the side. C'est le salaire. Puis yo, it's that pay that comes in every 2 weeks. And they've been living that way for a specific time, and like, boom, that fun just stopped because your plan is now that plus de plan, it's fucked up. That's the money of the savings. They give you somebody to blame. You gotta point the finger. Everybody's gonna follow, and that's the society that we live in today. It's actually pretty whack.
Lack of critical thinking, you know.
Yeah. So like, they just chose. They just chose for a reason to just like, you know, be like, c'est fou parce que c'est fou parce que like c'est arrivé aux Chinois, puis like là maintenant every Asian person is now associated with it.
Yeah, I don't like when you just see like random videos and like these like they just attack like random Asians.
Yeah,
yo, that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
that's
infuriates me. Up, see, they always target the old guys,
and it's
the old
people.
It's
not even for like, it's like they're trying to be funny. on IG. They're trying to be like, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you people?
But it's the ugly truth, you know? Yeah. But like, plus, a lot of those videos trend on YouTube that we don't see because it's not in our feed. Yeah. It's not in your feed. You don't search for that shit.
I see like once every if often, you Google but that's it, too much. You
if
know?
You Google like, it, you'll find it. Yeah. Like legit, Piers, bounce it on our feed every day.
Yo, always attacking the elders, man.
Yes, yes, the elders.
Like, I'm just like, yo, why are you attacking the elders, bro? Like, if you want to square up, like, square up against us, you know?
No, but it's
so like, that's a pussy move. That's pussy. Yeah, come that's on, pussy bro. And shit, you know? Like, you won't see, like, an old lady walking in the streets and you're just like, battles. Yo, fuck you, you know?
The guy in the metro just sitting down, getting, like, you know.
It also happened during the protest, the George Floyd stuff, and everybody started protesting. So now since black people were protesting for the George Floyd stuff, a lot of people were attacking old black people also during that time.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Just coward. Like, that's cowardly,
like,
you know?
Footage that was not, it's not that it was not documented, it's just it wasn't shown to you because the protest was so much bigger.
Yeah, there were,
but in the process, they were also attacking old black people at the time.
Man, that's good.
Black
cap.
People were protesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, sas, because the blonde protests, they fucking stormed Capitol Hill.
No.
With guns
it's
and shit.
All good.
Yes, the Secret Service can't lie. They got clapped. You first line. They got the culot. They got the culot. He's all the power. They pass at Capitol Hill and look at the Secret Service and they say, "Yo, fuck you."
No, c'est le fait que when I saw the guard open the gate,
yeah,
and let people, I was just like,
"That's the power."
I was like, "This whole shit is cap." Like,
this would never happen with like, the BLM, bro. They would pull up with guns.
Yeah, say whack.
I like how y'all talking like that shit is fucking some new shit in y'all. So
it's not new shit.
Old topics. The fuck? Old topics.
It's not new.
That shit is, bro. You just watch them beat the shit out of a. You watch them beat the shit out of a dude in full on military clothes, bro.
They just in Kansas. A new thing resurfaced. Six officers were on a man in a depth. He died there. He choked, suffocated. Yeah. Six guys were on his back.
Yeah.
It's like, see the shows qui arrive, like, c'est actually whack, you know? Like,
anyways, you put temps aussi by that. So, yo, you got any new projects coming? Yeah. You got any new projects coming out?
I'm in the works for an album right now since January.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's just like, we're just making songs, scrapping songs, making songs, scrapping songs. And I won't release it until like I got 15 songs ready.
Okay.
But right now, like, there's
solid. Like, try to get 45 minutes.
Yeah, at least, you know. But like right now, it's not there yet. I only got like what, 6 songs ready. Like, it's not close yet, you know.
Okay. Before we let you go,
I was about to say it.
Yeah.
Can you like?
I saw that.
Yeah. Like, go ahead. Chill, bro.
Go ahead. I saw
can you chill, bro? Stop micromanagement shit, bro. I hate, bro. I hate that shit, bro.
He's gonna do it himself.
Like, what the fuck?
I think we've done it like 6 episodes.
Like, and I'll air it out every fucking time. No, leave me alone, bro. I am about to do it my damn self.
Next question. Next question.
Fuck you. Even your next question too. I'm just not gonna do it. So yo, I got these questions that like I need you to answer as fast as you can.
Let's
off top freestyle shit. Okay, if you had any superpowers, what would it be?
Any superpowers? I'll be invisible.
To rob banks. I know,
see shorties.
ass or titties?
Ass, bro. Ass.
Going back.
Yo, what the hell, bro? Did you ever see titties with an ass? What it looks like?
Bro. There's people that literally said titties. We got two people that said titties.
Yeah. Yo, titties are nice, but like if there's no ass, like, you know, like
two titties, man. Two titties, man.
No.
Would you eat ass on the first night? See, this is how they fucked me up the other time.
Is she gonna put some Purell in that?
Bro, listen, she's a five. Listen, look, she's a 7.
I think it's Purell.
That turns into a 9 or a 8. That turns into a 10.
Bro,
like, I'm not gonna say Riri because that's an automatic. I think all these niggas gonna do it, but like Air Beyonce.
Next question.
If my girl hears this, she's gonna kill me.
Next question.
Celebrity crush.
Shit. Jessica Alba.
Jessica
Alba.
Okay, wait. Yes. So would you eat Jessica Alba's ass on the first night?
One time. Thank you.
That's I would deeply scrub that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a lie. Il va manger sa boîte à crutch.
I'm not trying to get pink eye, bro.
Il va manger sa boîte à crutch. Sativa or indica?
I don't smoke weed.
Okay, so what's your favorite alcohol?
My favorite alcohol, man, Fireball.
Yuck.
Wow.
That was that the thing you had last time?
Yes. Yeah. That shit's in my trunk.
I love
still.
Cinnamon. I love cinnamon. I just
you
love
think
cinnamon.
I was going to drink it?
I don't know.
You thought I was going to drink it?
Take it as. That's what I like, you know? It's not about cool. I'm on cool.
The moment you brought it home.
I'm on cool.
They just copied Bob on cool, but it's okay. But that's a different topic. Your top five, dead or alive?
Dead or alive? What do you mean?
Artists.
Okay, top five.
It can be whatever, actually.
Shit, man. Does it have to be like musical artists?
Be whatever.
Anybody.
It could be whatever.
Creatives.
Michael Jackson,
Tarantino.
James Brown,
Tarantino up in
Elvis.
I'd add Edgar Wright, Sinatra.
Yeah.
Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover.
Yes, sir.
That's three. Okay. Shit. Fucking. Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
Biggie. I would say Pac, but not really Pac. I don't really like that him
you're
that
fucking
much.
Hater.
It's either
okay,
or.
Though.
A lot of people.
It's either or. Yeah. No, I like Biggie better. Fifth one. Shit, Yeni Yuka.
Gotta have self confidence. You gotta have self confidence in the game. You gotta have self confidence.
Your favorite television series?
Right now, bro. It's Boys. The Boys on Amazon Prime.
Yo, these niggas. That show is. Yo, you never. Yo. It's the Invincibles, but real life.
Genre.
Like,
yo, you watch Invincible?
Yeah.
Like,
I finished that shit. I'm waiting for that new season, bro. That man.
Boys, bro, is like everything, but in real life, there's like gory. Yeah.
Yo bro, Superman is out here slapping niggas shit off.
Yeah.
Fucking niggas bitches. It's like, what you gonna do? Laser ass.
It's also one of those shows that exposes racism and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Bro.
There's a deeper meaning, but I'm there for like the violence.
Yeah, I'm straight up there for the violence too.
They have like the fast black guy. And
Like so racist.
Remember Superman that did that? Why do you think you were on the team?
Because you're black and you're fast. Yo, I was like,
Yeah, I was like, did he just say that? Yeah,
I'm like, are you allowed to even say that? On
the show will trigger you. The show will trigger you. You will hate the Superman.
Yo,
Homelander.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yo, the way he's wailing on his kid too. He's like, yo, you have superpower. Yo, he threw him.
He pushed it. He pushed him off the fucking roof, bro.
The man dashed his own son off the roof to see if he had superpowers.
Like, the guy breaks an arm, bro.
Breaks an arm.
Yeah, the boys on Amazon Prime. Yeah,
passes out.
It's true. He broke his arm and like was in a coma, like some deep shit, and he's out here like, shut up.
I'm gonna have to get to that in like
just like first episode, bro.
I only breathed you.
Yo, 5 minutes.
First 5 minutes, the main character's girl blown to pieces by the fucking black speed guy,
and he's like, yo, my bad, I got new shit.
My bad, I gotta do it. I got
zoom, and he dipped. Yo, bro.
If you so fast, so that, like, niggas. You never find the particles of her blood on him because it's like, yo, you fool.
You fucked up.
The guy was holding his girl's hands like this.
Chris just his girl. Just the hands. He takes drugs. To enhance himself.
All right. That show's crazy. Yo, fast or slow money?
Slow. Slow money.
Yeah. Your favorite movie?
My favorite movie
of all time.
Shawshank Redemption.
Wow. Okay.
I did the monologue of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Where?
Do it.
No, I can't do it.
Worried ass nigga.
I don't remember it at all.
Your worst Zodiac sign you've been around?
Man, I don't give a fuck about Zodiac signs, man.
Hey, it's just on the fucking list. I don't make up the questions.
No, don't worry.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
If it's up, it's stuck. I'm sorry. Jordans or Air Force Ones?
I have to go with J's. Classics.
Okay.
You're just saying that.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I'm wearing Adidas right now, too.
And your favorite weather season?
Season.
Fall.
Okay.
That's
too fall.
Yeah, fall.
That's fall.
Yeah.
There's no allergies. It's getting cold. It's getting chilly. Yeah. You know?
The weather's just right.
Yeah. The weather's just right, you know? Yeah. But in spring, the thing is there's... Yo, it's raining.
It's a different...
You know?
It's a different...
It's
a different thing.
À la fin, tu ne smell no complet. Il faisait froid. Là, maintenant, il fait chaud. We're on a heat wave.
Yeah, it faisait chaud. And then at night, it was like
froid.
3, 4 in the morning, it was chilly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's why I like fall. You know, it's constant. You know? It's the same weather as spring, but it's constant.
All right.
There's no allergies.
Is there anything you would like to plug in before we let you go?
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Anything I want to plug in?
Shows, video.
Your acting.
All right, well, guys, if you're listening to this right now, make sure to follow Biggie Boats, T.Cloud9, and Oreo
Cookies.
Not him. But also, don't forget to check up my Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, anything you want. Yeni Yuka. At Yeni Yuka, Yennyuka, Yuka, Yuka. And Don't hesitate to shoot me a DM because I'm probably not gonna answer anyways.
You heard that?
I'm just kidding. Under control. I'm trying to answer.
You charging? How much you charge for your features or your work? What's up?
Oh shit, man! I don't charge for my features. Oh, I just shit. I'm just really selective.
This ain't no fucking charity game, nigga. What the fuck?
No, but that's a good.
No, thing. That's the thing. This is not a charity thing. You guys have to listen to me. This is not a charity thing. This shit costs money. Time is money, bro. You gotta get paid. Get your own, bro.
Yeah, but I know money is time, but like I offer mixing services and mastering, that's money right there. But like for features, if you want, like if I want to associate myself with you, like I'm really selective, you know? Like
yeah, exactly. You have to be.
Okay.
You like have to be like with the person, vibe, make a track. Like
yeah, exactly. Like most of my features aren't even like people who got any like career or anything because I just like fuck
damn,
them, you know?
Y'all ain't got no career.
No, he's talking like they're not like that known is wild. Artists. Not,
yeah, exactly.
They said they got no career. Exactly what I said.
I did that you before no with a guy. I'm just like, fuck this.
Fagic,
guy,
yeah.
Hi, man. This is the Paper Chase Podcast. We'll give it to you, Ron. No filter. I'm your host, Terrence T. Cloud, whatever you want to call me. Biggie Boss in the building.
Push on Shiesty in the building.
And we had Yenny Yuka today.
Yuka, Yenny.
And we got also some two guests that y'all will never see because y'all niggas is not worthy.
What's the restaurant called?
What restaurant?
The one down the street.
Down the street.
You grab the mic, man.
Shout out Gentile.
He's like, yo, no, I'm not saying nothing on the mic.